In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
This Sunday we commemorate the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King. There was a certain story. A legend has grown up around a 3rd century man named Reprobos. This strong man vowed to serve the greatest king in the world. We hear that the devil feared a king called Christ. Reprobos went in the search of Christ. On a spiritual quest, he met a Christian monk who told Reprobos that he could serve Christ by doing the best he did. So Reprobos became a ferryman. On his broad shoulders, he carried travelers across bridgeless section of a river. As the story goes, one stormy night, a small child asked for transport across the river. Reprobos hoisted him up to his shoulder and began the perilous journey across the river. With each step, Reprobos took, the child seemed to increase in weight. After an enormous struggle, Reprobos made it across the river, where he gently put the child down and remarked, "Child, I thought I was carrying the weight of the world in my shoulder." No. The child replied, "You have indeed borne the weight of the world and him who created it." At once the ferryman recognized Christ the King. He so ardently wished to serve. So Reprobos took a new name, Christopher or Christ Bearer. This is the story of Saint Christopher, the popular saint of travelers. Like all legends, this one has elements of truth, although it is not certain that Christopher was a real person. But the story makes an important point that everyone who wishes to serve the King of the universe must take Christ into the world. And all Christians, we as Christians, must be Christ bearers. Kings would be seen to belong to former times. They have had a role in their growth of countries and peoples. But today, we no longer find the vital factors in the society of many countries. For this feast of Christ the King, Pius the 11th assembled and stressed very ancient traditions of the Church about Christ's kingship from the Bible, liturgy, and Christian life. In fact, in the Old Testament, God is a real king. In the New Testament, the everlasting Messianic kingdom is proclaimed in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 33. When Christ began his public ministry, he said that he was establishing his kingdom. He insists on the spirituality of his dominion. As Christians, St. Benedict, for example, described his rule for monks as a service to Christ the King. Another, St. Ignatius, founded his company of Jesus as a soldier of Christ the King. Christ's kingship is not exercised especially through the sacraments. Christ doesn't want to rule us. He wants our cooperation. Through grace, we reflect the glory of Christ's kingdom. We must understand that although A religion begins with an individuality. It has a good society in dimensions. And by leading the church through Christian life, we witness to Christ's kingdom before the community. And we have this personality within us. In today's gospel, is a part of the passion of the Lord. St. John relates a discussion which the Lord had with Pilate. Remember, the question about the messianic kingship was a real problem for the Jews. That's why when Pilate asked the question, Christ directed his answer to all the people. He is a king, but his kingdom is not of this world. The last sentence of this lesson is very precise in meaning. Christ bears witness the truth. The climax of his witnessing was reached on the cross. There, he won his blood, his rule over the new creation. My dear friends, partaking in Holy Communion, we pledge anew our loyalty to the creation of Christ the King. Christ reveals his person in the persons of others, especially the poor and the neglected one. Thus, to recognize Christ as King means to behold him in the person of our neighbor and to revere him in the Lord's humanity, especially as it is reflected in the humanity and humility of the lowly. And of course, to admit with profound gratitude and our worthiness so to receive his royal Lamb, who is Christ. Both the righteous and the punished ask God, when did we see you in need? The signs that the righteous have truly seen Christ the King in the charitable state. Conversely, the punished remains blind to Christ's kingship precisely because of their self-absorbed refusal to serve by others. For the act of such service, we discover Jesus and the essence of Christ's kingship, which we serve. The second thing, to recognize Christ's kingship means to revert Jesus, his own humility, that elevates the human condition of humility to the virtue. As a result, to be subject to Christ the King is not to be put upon, but rather take out of our false self. To live the kingdom of God entails much more than mere moral conformity to law. And to live the kingdom of God means remaining humbly, submissive, and obedient to the movement of Christ. What about our faith experience in Christ and to others? Do we accept Christ as our King that reigns in our hearts? We revere Christ's humility by rejecting all self-dependence and by uniting ourselves to the virtue of Christ that listens to us in the remnants of sins. This thereby increasing our desire and ability to do good to others. Jesus is the King when he saves us by his death, humbly entering into that saving death by dying to serve, is the principle of kingdom of God. Finally, the hungry, thirsty, homeless, the naked, ill, depressed, and imprisoned are seemingly those less deserving of the loving attention of the King with a small K. That is why Christ the King sets them out first in a preferential way. Only times when this saves us from the presumption that would lead us to forget our own unworthiness and to take for granted the care of Christ the King. Therefore, as we celebrate this Sunday, we honor Christ as King by keeping the will of God first and foremost in all our thoughts, our motives, decisions, desires, words, and actions. We cannot help but call Jesus Christ the Lord and King. For then we behold the sovereignty of Christ in the body of Christ. And then, in a very real way, Christ's startling majesty become majestically our own. And thus, we love Christ as King of the Jews, King of the universe, and King of kings, and King of all hearts, all the time, every time, and everywhere. Amen.